Okay, item 247.
Authorize application to the Oregon Office of the State Fire Marshal for a grant in the amount of $86,000 for highway emergency response specialist training for the Portland Fire and Rescue Hazmat Team and flammable liquids bulk storage specialty training for Station 24.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an important grant application, and we have Emergency Operations Division Chief Jim Forquet here to answer any questions.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners.
Jim, is there any reason we should not authorize this application?
Absolutely not.
So why just Station 24? Is that because they're closest to the tank farms?
Station 24 is the station that houses our current flammable liquids capability with the apparatus, and they also receive special shipboard firefighting training. And they're the most likely folks that would be able to bring apparatus into the tank farms and the bulk storage facilities.
Yeah, okay. Training we hope we don't need.
Absolutely.
But need to have. Might come in handy if there was ever, say, an oil train fire, too.
Yeah, there was, I think, 2 train derailments in Oregon as recently as yesterday. Nothing significant, but it's a very real risk.
Yeah, good. Other questions for Jim? Thank you very much. Nope, thank you very much. Thanks, Jim. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not...
Mr. Lightning one is requesting too.
Okay, come on up.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. One of the biggest concerns I have is just that, and possibly this training can apply in that direction, is I have a real concern on that Pembina propane storage facility, and I wanted to see any type of information provided, what may happen in the event at a facility like that if an accident does occur. And we've talked about on that facility on the blast zone areas, and I haven't really seen a whole lot of data pertaining to what the blast zone area would be, say, talking about Pembina. I'd like to maybe see some more data pertaining to that and get a better understanding on if it would actually affect all the way within the city parameters in the event an accident was to occur, because I've heard a lot of different conflicting statements and seen different studies, but I haven't heard anything from the local fire marshal or any of the fire department on those type of issues. And we're talking a $500 million project that's being discussed at this time. And I'd just like to see some type of information or have some understanding on the effects of that propane storage facility and what the public needs to be aware of at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Jim. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thanks, Chief.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
We will get that safety analysis on the Pembina case, by the way, but this is about liquids, and they require specialized training. Aye. Okay.